This is all the way down. This A65 has a bus lane. At certain times, peak times, particularly peak times, is very, very busy. It is difficult to get about when you're doing a public service and take customers from point to point. They get late for their maybe work or maybe other important things that they're doing in their life. We don't charge customers as cities do when they get stuck in the traffic. And they charge customers, their meters are tripping off all the time. And if you're stuck in an hour in this queue, we don't charge them any extra than what the normal fare is. I would say probably 9 out of 10 customers do not know that we as private hire drivers can't use bus lanes. I had an argument with the customers, actually. Customers were actually pressing me to go through the bus lane. Why can't you? Because it says taxis and buses. And I had to explain him in brief, look, I can't because I'll get a ticket going through it.
The bus lanes seem to be empty most of the time. The council's argument against this when they discussed whether private hire vehicles should be allowed in was that there's too many of you. Adding you into the mix would clog up these bus lanes. But we've driven down the A65 here, heading out of Leeds on Kirkstall Road, and there's not been a single thing in that bus lane at all, has there, so far?
No, to be honest, that's another thing. Even on the peak time, you hardly see a bus going through the bus lane. It's half of the times, more than half of the time, is empty. It's not that, you know, maybe we, the private hire drivers, as in numbers, we are great numbers, but all great numbers aren't going to be on the bus lane all the time. It depends, maybe some percentage, whoever is carrying a customer to town will be using the bus lane, so not all the private hires will be using the bus lane all the time. So it cannot be congested because of us any more than it is.